Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're here with Coram Thompson. And you guys built HowOld.net. It's an internet sensation.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I'm happy to be here. So what I want to just show you real quick is a website that many of you may have already seen. Mm-hmm. And so it's really simple. You can just upload a picture of yourself or search for one online. In this case, I'm going to use this picture of you, Scott. And see, it'll tell you how old you are. You look about 39-year-olds. I think it's your beard here that's making you a little
that.
Bit older.
I'll take that.
So this is a really simple website. We just spent a few weeks putting this together with just a couple engineers. But we had incredible reach, way beyond what we originally intended. It's very simple to build something like this that is intelligent and using the machine learning APIs that we have on the Azure Marketplace. And so let me show you this real quick, for example. So here on the Azure ML Gallery, you can see several machine learning APIs. In this particular case, we're using the Face API.
So you're just literally using an API that anyone mm-hmm. can use. Built this with off-the-shelf parts.
That's exactly right. And so all of that complicated data science with recognizing faces and predicting gender and age, that's all handled by this API. So we just can call this very simple API in the cloud. It's easy. Anyone can sign up for this. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for this right now. And you can build some really interesting applications. HowOld.net is just one of those we built to show the use of the API. But there's actually several others that are pretty exciting as well. Now, the irony of all of this is that we never actually built this application to really create a viral internet sensation. That wasn't our goal. Really, we were trying to show real-time stream analytics. Mm-hmm. We wanted to show in a keynote at Build how easy it was to be able to create data and visualize it in real time. And so this application was just a way that the audience could participate in creating data, in this case, data about faces of pictures that they upload.
So this is just a sample that you made mm-hmm. for a talk. You thought that people would be excited about it, and then you would go on with your life.
That's right. In fact, it was only on screen at Build for about 90 seconds, but it got a disproportionate amount of press afterwards and attention afterwards. And so as part of the site, when you look at a picture like this, we actually have this link that shows the JSON that we send as part of our telemetry pipeline. And so you can see in this particular case, the only thing we capture is your age and the gender of the photo.
Well, I'm 38.5, and I'm disappointed that you rounded up.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
Yeah.
As well as the location and some information about your browser. And so this is the only information that we keep. We don't keep the photo or anything like that.
Okay, this never really touches the disk.
That's right. So all of this it's a very, very simple application. It's just a single-role Azure website. And then we process this data and we send it to an event hub. Mm-hmm. And so actually, let me show you the event hub real quick here. So this is actually the event hub. Right now, in the statistics of the last 7 days, so every time that we see a face, we receive one message. And so you can see here, just at this little peak here, we got about 100,000 faces during that hour.
Is that just a moment where something happened or like a celebrity tweeted and then it
yes.
became popular
yeah,
for a moment?
Yeah, and this is actually pretty common. We'll see like some TV show in Japan or something will air it, and so you'll see a big spikes of traffic at different regions of the world depending on the level of interest, media coverage, as well as the social media. Hmm. Now, I actually have a screenshot of this same chart.
Okay, so this is now.
This is right now,
the last
yeah.
couple days.
This is the last couple of days. And you can see, you know, that throughout the day, the usage fluctuates. But it's kind of calmed down from the peak.
Still, it's 40 or 50,000 messages an hour there, it looks like.
Yeah, it's still a lot of usage. At any point in time, we have several hundred people using the website. Mm-hmm. So I have a screenshot of what this looked like 4 days into the event. And so you can see, like, this is when we did the presentation. And then here at the peak, we had about 7 million images every single hour that the site would process. And so this is an example of a site that we've built just for like a few people to use on stage mm-hmm. and a few people in the audience to use that we then scaled just within a few days for 1.2 million people, new people, every single hour coming in and using the site.
Did you make code changes here, or were you literally just fiddling with knobs and slider bars in Azure to scale this up?
Yeah, we didn't make any code changes. In fact, we didn't even do any deployments. From the same deployment we did on stage is the same thing that ran here. The only thing we changed is the scale within Azure. So it was very, very simple for us to do. And then from the peak down, the usage started to trend down, and autoscale was really great at just like ramping down the service mm-hmm. as it was needed. So I can actually show you what that looks like, the way it's configured right now.
Okay.
Currently, we've got it running in three different regions, two in the US and one in East Asia. And then we just have autoscale configured between 3 to 50 instances.
Okay, and then
based on CPU.
Are you at 8 right now?
We were at 8. I think we're down to 3.
Down to 3 now.
Based off of what's the current usage, and autoscale, it just takes care of this for us. And so what's nice is it's pretty hands off. We did find though that some of the usage patterns of social media have these just big spikes. And autoscale doesn't always take care of those individual spikes, and so we do have some eventful monitoring that we do as well, just to make sure that if there's any sudden spike from social media, then we can come in and take a look.
I see, because there's kind of the spike that is like a rolling wave, which is a little different from Justin Bieber tweets.
That's right.
And it just goes like that.
Yeah, and the way that the CPU actually works is it takes the average CPU over an hour.
Right.
And so if you just are seeing like for 15 or 20 minutes, you know, sometimes we'll see 10 times the usage of the site in that short period of time.
Hmm.
So we use some alerts to do that. Now, when we this is a picture of the dashboard in the keynote that Joseph Sirosh did at Build, and you can watch that keynote on YouTube. I really recommend it.
Okay.
And you can see here in the 5 minutes that we were on stage, the usage going from zero to you know to several hundred faces every single 10 seconds was the window for this particular graph, and it's a real time graph, so you can see this moving over time, and you can also see the worldwide usage. It just went from like no usage to like all over the world. This is the Build audience that it's
watching the stream live.
Yeah, you got it. But we actually have a version of the same dashboard that's kind of evolved over time.
Mm-hmm.
That's powering the site. And what's actually been really cool is because we happen to build this app for telemetry, to demonstrate telemetry, when it went viral, mm-hmm. we got to watch the whole thing happen in real time. And so this is the dashboard that we used for that.
I feel like you should have a big screen TV like this, like in the lobby of your office, just so people can see this.
Yeah.
And so this is live? This is the actual
live
production, mm-hmm. what's happening right now?
Yeah, so this is the same dashboard that we showed, and we've changed it slightly, it's slightly evolved, but you can see all these metrics are real, and they're real time. So for example, you can see in the month or so that the site's been live, we had 75 million different people use the site. We've processed over 500 million photos, which is quite a bit.
That's insane. And it looks like I see faces by browser, Safari mm-hmm. is highest, which makes sense because it looks like it's mostly a mobile application. You've got iOS and Android.
Yeah, we originally designed this to be used in the Build audience, and so we wanted it to be used on people's phones. So we designed it as a mobile app, mm-hmm. but running as a website. And you can see the reach that we had was really powerful with it as a website, because not only do we have high usage of iOS, but Android and Windows and Mac and a bunch of other platforms as well. And so we were able to hit 50 million users in just 7 days powering it as an Azure website, which is faster than any other mobile app that's happened. I think the previous record holder was Angry Birds Space at about 35 days. So, you know, using Azure, you can mm-hmm. reach a lot of people very, very quickly, and you can scale the service from something that really, really meant to just be a simple demo
mm-hmm.
to something that you know has as much attention as this. So it's really, really cool.
I can only imagine the conversations you have to have with your bosses that thought they were giving you budget for a demo, and now they have to maintain a production site.
Yeah, we haven't actually received the bill yet, so that'll be a fun conversation I have with my manager. What's really cool about this is that building a dashboard like this in Azure is also really easy. So I showed you that JSON that we sent to Event Hub. Event Hub scaled beautifully. It was one part of the system. It never failed at all. It scaled wonderfully, with all the events that we sent it. Now, this chart right here that's showing me the number of photos every single second
mm-hmm.
is just a simple SQL statement, just about 7 lines of SQL.
That's really what it is.
That's all it is. This is the actual job that's running. And this is done using Azure Stream Analytics.
Mm.
So what you can do is you can configure this Stream Analytics to read from the Event Hub.
Mm-hmm.
You express just a simple aggregation like this over a tumbling window of 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pipe that into Power BI. And so you can see here my output is Power BI. And so now that data gets aggregated in real time, sent over to Power BI, and then Power BI can visualize it in real time as well. Now, what we found is about 4 or 5 days into the event, we went from just a few hundred users to millions of users, and so then we had tens of billions of data points on faces.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, Power BI won't use that much data, and so you need to do some additional kind of big data processing.
Right.
And so what we actually ended up using is that some of these charts, like down here, where we want to be able to show the number of users per day, or mm-hmm. we want to break down all the users by OS and platform. We need something like HD Insights to do
okay.
that.
Okay, so that's live, mm-hmm. that's live, and this is being done as a batch from a data lake?
That's right. And the data lake we're using is just Azure Blobs. So from the Event Hub, we just put that into Blobs. And then we're using Azure Data Factory. And so it looks complicated, more complicated than it actually is.
It looks a little scary.
Yeah, what it essentially is saying is it's just saying, take the data from Blob storage, spin up a bunch of HD Insights clusters and partition the data, and then process it for each of these different outputs. Each one of these is just a different query.
It's quite small, but events per day, events by platform, events by location, each one of those boxes is getting chewed up into another storage table and then into ultimately a database.
Yeah, and so what essentially happens is each of these are different queries that are being run in HD Insights, and then they end up in a SQL table that's really easy to query.
I see, and then that's what the chart is hooked up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this actually was built by just one engineer in just a few hours. Can just put this together. And now you have this scaled and scheduled in the cloud, and so every single day, all of those gigabytes and gigabytes of data that we have gets processed and sanitized and then is available in our dashboard. And so what's really cool about this is that from something that was really meant to be really simple, we could, with Azure, scale it just massive. And at the same time, we can watch the whole thing both in real time as well have more deep insights into the large amount of data that's generated. And I think the whole project was about 3 weeks, including doing the demo and flying down to San Francisco and all of that. So this is something that a couple engineers can do in a short period of time using Azure.
Wow, that is really amazing. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thanks.
We are learning all sorts of amazing stuff here with dashboards and analytics on Azure Friday.